I'm going with Tom Sargent, the head coach of the Saskatoon Hilltops. Sarge, spring camp finished up. We're at that time. It's starting to green up outside, starting to get warmer, and you start thinking about your junior football team. How was spring camp over the weekend?
Oh, it's just great to get back outside, get on the grass. Hey, it's been a long winter. You know, I think it's been a long winter for everyone. So, you know, to get that positive mentality going again, you know, we got a very young football team. We lost a lot of, you know, a lot of great players that were great Hilltops and left a great legacy. But, you know, like anything, any sports organization, you got to move on. And so we've been recruiting hard, working hard, and, you know, we picked our team on Sunday, and we think we're heading in a good direction for the future.
What? How many numbers did you have on the weekend, and then what did you get yourself down to?
Well, you know, it was a process over the last 4 or 5 months. We probably looked at over 150 players, and the reality is now we're down to about 85 players, which is fairly close to our roster. We're still dealing with a few players here or there to try and get them on board, but, you know, we got a pretty good sense for who we are and what we're going to be. And now it's a time for these players to get bigger, stronger, faster. So when we open up camp July 27th, that, you know, we're in a position to, you know, get out there and try and get back our PFC title and go get another Canadian title in 2025.
Well, have you got a slogan for this year like you usually do?
You know what? Not quite there yet. Basically, right now, what we're talking about is toughness and togetherness. You know, we don't have a lot of big, lofty goals right now because, as I said, a lot of talent did leave the building. So we're just sort of redefining how we want to compete and play and who's going to be in those spots. We're still working on that. But, you know I want a tough team that's both physically and mentally, and I want a team that plays for each other. And if we can put those two things together, then, you know, by the time you hit the playoffs, that's usually a tough team to beat.
Talk to me about Carson Holcomb, who was your spring camp MVP.
Yeah, you know, Carson, the Tommy Douglas kid, came to us. You know, we've been watching him for the last couple of years, and he's just got a real suddenness, a burst to him where, you know, when he sees the ball, he just goes attacks. And he made a lot of big hits. And, you know, for a linebacker to stand out in a camp, he usually doesn't take place. But, you know, he showed us a real nose for the football, a great energy, and, you know, the upside is absolutely, we're all excited for him. And he's going to get a number and might get some early playing time right off the bat.
Where is your strength of your team as you look at it right now?
Strength of our team is our running backs. We have four running backs that all play at a high level, physical. Corbin Evan was an All-Canadian last year. So, you know, we're known to run the ball, so we're going to run the ball. And we have a stable of four that are absolutely going to be dynamite. So, you know, look forward to a great running attack. And, hey, we've got to get them in the pass game, too. They all got great hands. So lots of flexibility there.
And where are you needing to upgrade? Where are you hoping to be able to find some blue-chip recruits that are going to help you in some areas?
Well, it's going to be our passing game. You know, we got a first-year starting quarterback in Brexton Elias. He's a 22-year-old, so he's been in our clubhouse for 5 years. So, but there's always pressure on that position. But, you know, high expectations. But, you know, so he's going to have to step up in that receiver play. You know, we lost All-Canadian Drake Douglas last year, who, you know, was one of our, you know, very, very key to our attack. And so it's looking different, but, you know, we're still evolving, still developing, and we're going to need some players to step up and get that passing game certainly better than what it's been.
A good friend of mine always says about the Saskatoon Hilltops, it doesn't seem to matter. Sarge always finds a way to get the backups, the second and third stringers, playing time when they're winning games by a healthy margin during the course of a season, making them ready. So a guy like Elias should be ready to go based on the experiences that he's already had, shouldn't he?
I certainly agree with you. We certainly got him a lot of touches last year, and he performed well. But it's always different when all of a sudden, hey, now you're the guy. But, you know, he responded to that this weekend, showing leadership, number one. It is a position of leadership, and he's taken enough snaps in the league to build his own confidence up that, you know, we just got to start him in the right direction, then get out of his way. And he wants it real bad. He, as I said, from Friday on, each practice he had as a starting quarterback, he got better. And I know in our game, in the scrimmage yesterday, our first two drives, we went all the way down for a touchdown with the Stars. Then the next drive, we went down and kicked the field goal. So, you know, at the end of the day, our defense should be the backbone of our football team this year. But, Yeah, hey, Brexton Lions is ready to go. No excuses. It's time to shine. And as I said, can't wait to see where the blue and gold go this year.
Absolutely. Tom, thanks for this. I appreciate the time with on the telephone and wish you and the Hilltops all the best once you get started with main camp in the end of July.
Always great hearing your voice, Les. Appreciate what you do for Saskatoon as well. Thanks so much.